You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah. Don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you wanna mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you wanna jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run. Yeah.
Hey everybody, I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Oh, a lot of interviews out there with Coach Zach Taylor, with Brent Callahan, with Lou Anarumo this week. And look, with the players as well, like everything seems really positive. I think fans are really down. They dropped two in a row, all right, which stinks. I mean, they were having a really good year. They were sitting at the top of not only the division but the conference, which, I mean, come on, we knew that wasn't going to last. There were a lot of tiebreakers and funny little things in there. But they were sitting in such a good position, much better than anybody expected, and bam, it comes crashing down. You know, 2 weeks in a row, we've got the Jets, a really disappointing performance against the New York Jets. And then they come back and lose to Cleveland. First loss of the year in the division. And look, obviously, I get it. You know, we're all upset. We're seeing some negative things. But per Zach Taylor and you know, one of his interviews, he says something about, hey, people are going to paint a picture of overreaction. You know, points out they're facing adversity. Teams face adversity all the time. And teams lose two games in a row and go on and win the Super Bowl. You know, it's not one of those things. It's not one of those statistical things where, hey, if they go, you know, they start the year 0 and whatever, they're not going to make the playoffs. Like, it's nothing like that. Like, you've got to be able to fight through these things. You've got to be able to overcome. So they aren't worried. Like, they really aren't. You know, and they're going out, and people complain about them not doing anything at the trade deadline, but, you know, they have made some acquisitions. They went out and they got Hargraves. They went out and they got Trey Flowers. Help out a little bit in the secondary with some of those guys. I think those guys could play an interesting role as we move forward. Obviously, Eli Apple as that CB2 role, you know, does Hargraves push into that? You know, does he take over that spot? Does it become a franking corner situation where they're kind of using both of them and trying to get the best out of them, trying to create, you know, a true CB2 by combining those guys? Like they are doing some things. It's not like they aren't doing anything, all right? And, again, you know, you don't want to paint that picture of a reaction. We've got to be able to chill. We've got to be able to look at it and realize, hey, this is the same team that beat the Ravens a few weeks ago. You know, this is the same team that had a very good start. You know, they're facing some things, and they've got to get better. They've got to learn to overcome it. You know, and again, we talked about that before, even when they were winning, that it's not good enough. Like, they need to keep getting better, and we need to see what they are in December. And sometimes losing is a part of that. You know, sometimes having those losses is a driving force between learning some tough lessons and having success later on in the year. They're not worried, all right? But here are some things looking at that Browns game, all right? Here are some troubling things. We'll talk about the Browns game. We'll kind of tie it into the team overall and where they needed to go with. They lost the turnover battle in that game 3-0. I mean, that's bad, all right? -3 in the turnover game. You're not going to win very many games like that. So first, let's talk about the opening drive. Look, the Bengals moved the ball right down the field, and they did it in the first couple drives. Did a really good job on offense, and then we get that pick six. I mean, they're down on the goal line. Chase was open. You got to put that ball outside. And Burrow even said after the game, he's like, "Yeah, you know, I put it too far inside. It was behind him, and you can't do that against Denzel Ward." And Denzel Ward did a good job. He jumped that thing. And he took it to the house. Like, You can't have that. And the play call was fine. The route was fine. Like, you got to put the ball ahead of him. To me, that's a 14-point swing because that is a play that should have been a touchdown. It was a little off target and ended up being a touchdown going the other way. That's a 14-point swing right there. Starts them off in bad position, getting the ball and then letting the other team score a defensive touchdown. You know, that's the worst case scenario, really. So that put them in a bad situation, a bad position there. And, you know, really, that's just, it screws up the whole game flow, you know. And, you know, you're letting the other team score right away. You're giving the ball back to them after the half. Bad situation all around. You've got to be able to overcome those sort of things because those things happen. But, look, just not a good deal. Bad way to start things off. And, look, the defense isn't helping them out either. You know, they're not complimenting each other here. Burrow's throwing too many picks, you know, and the defense isn't creating enough turnovers. You know, Burrow is young. He's still young. We forget about that sometimes, but he's got to be a little bit more conservative. You know, maybe he is forcing some things in there, trying to make some throws they think he can make, and maybe he can make this at some point. But, you know, again, not all the picks are his fault necessarily, but the defense needs to pick that up. You know, they need to pick up that slack. They need to be creating turnovers. That's one of the things that good defenses do, and they're not doing it. You know, and that's the biggest issue with the defense all year long. Even early in the year when they were playing really well in other areas, Zach Taylor said that, and in an interview he took a lot of heat for it because the offense wasn't playing well, and he said, well, the defense needs to make more turnovers, create more turnovers. But it's absolutely true. You know, they're in a negative position in that turnover battle on the year, and, like, that makes it hard to win football games. So you've got to turn over the ball less, and you've got to create more turnovers. Big concern moving forward, as well as being a big part of why this game went the way it did. Another thing to talk about here is big plays. I mean, the Bengals offense was living on big plays from Ja'Marr Chase early in the year. You've got T. Higgins, who you know is capable of those things as well. Tyler Boyd, C.J. Uzama. And in this game, you know, they had a 20-yard pass. Like, that was their longest pass of the day. I think Drew Sample had a 19-yarder that was, like, the second longest. Like, that's not going to cut it. Like, you've got to be able to create some of these big plays. Whereas you look at the other side of the field, and, you know, 36% of the Browns' yardage came on two plays, you know, which tells you that the defense, you know, those big plays really hurt them. It was a 60-yard TD pass. That was Eli Apple in coverage. Again, you know, maybe Hargreaves is going to help with that situation. But we know Apple is what he is. And again, that's, I think, an improvement over what we had at the CB2 spot when Wayne went down last year. But we knew that was an issue all along. And then a 70-yard run. You know, that was a position where Ogunjobi actually, like, he penetrated. He got in the backfield. If he would have bent a little bit, that could have been a TFL. We had some missed tackles on that play. You know, there are some other chunk runs as well. These are fixable problems. You know, it's going to be hard against the Nick Chubb all the time, but these are fixable problems. If they can get rid of these big plays, you know, they would have been okay defensively. You know, not losing the game. You know, again, not necessarily playing winning defense when you're not getting those turnovers to set up your offense. But they weren't losing the game on defense if they could stay on top of these big plays. So they've got to figure something out here, all right? Again, they need Chase. They need T. They need those big plays. You know, a lot has been made of two targets and one catch for Tyler Boyd. Zach Taylor actually said in press conference afterwards that, you know, there was a couple of sacks on plays that were big play shot plays that should have targeted Tyler Boyd, and it just didn't happen. Also point out that I like some things on the outside. I think that's a, you know, big schematic thing and a philosophy thing with them too, but that's an issue. You know, they've got to figure this thing out. They've got to figure out the protection. They've got to be able to take those shots. They've got to get all of these receivers involved in that way and figure it out. Look, the Browns, they've got some talent in that secondary, you know, and I thought that the Denzel Ward matchup was going to be the really interesting one, but hey, Greg Newsom's really good too, you know, and I liked him on film in college. He has exceeded what my expectations were so far as a pro, watching him over the last So really, when you look at the offense, they ran the ball pretty well in this game, and they've run the ball well in recent weeks. They need to create those big plays because we know that's a big part of their offense. If they can run the ball well and create those big plays, they're going to be very productive. I think you need more accuracy out of Burrow. We've seen a lot of his balls are just like a little bit behind guys. We need to see that connection really with his receivers that we've seen at times, you know, in a big way with Jamar Chase. But then, you know, that can kind of disappear as well. Higgins, we haven't really seen that rapport come in. So we've got to see them on the same page. In the red zone, we've seen them have a lot of success. Third downs are obviously an issue, though. So those are the things we need to see. And we know they've got the right guys there. You know, we know they've got the talent. They've got those receivers. They've got Joe Burrow. They've got the right guys in those positions. And their offense really should be a driving force behind this team's success. Now, as we look at the defense, tackling was a big issue in this game, and it's been a big issue when this team has struggled this year. They've got to fix that. They've got to get on top of that. And like, sometimes it just comes down to getting more guys to the ball. It comes down to taking one more step before you reach out for the tackle. This defense, they played well enough against the run to get the win, you know, outside of a couple missed tackles here and there. CB2 remains a concern, as it has been for a couple of years, and you know, as it will remain until they get a healthy Trey Waynes out there or figure something else out. Big plays, you know, turnovers, red zone, those are the way that you really win games and you play really winning defense. And the one aspect of that we've really seen is we've seen them play really well in the red zone. They've had problems throughout the year, though, with giving up some big plays here and there, with having those breakdowns. We need to see an improvement in that area. And we need to see them figure out how to generate turnovers. Because, again, we're just not seeing enough of that. Lou Anarumo, you know, when he was interviewed by Dave Lapham earlier in this week, kind of talked about that. He talked about, hey, they're getting some balls on the ground. They're just not getting the recoveries. So they've got to figure out how to make those things happen, how to get it clicking. But, you know, like a lot of things, this is something that once it goes, you know, it can be an avalanche. And we can, you know, really see a big-time change in that. I think Jesse Bates, you know, people talk about him as having an off year. Like, he's had some missed tackles. The thing about the safety position is when that guy has missed tackles, you're going to see it. You know, so they've got to have some improvement in that area overall. Honestly, I think Bates has been better against the run and better tackling than he has been in the past, if we are being honest. But a lot of people were saying he's having a bad year in it, chalking that up to his interception numbers. He's going to get a couple. Like, and then he's going to be at three where he is every other year. You know, like that stuff just comes in chunks sometimes. So they've got to figure out those things. They've got to turn the corner with those things and get to a point where they're really chugging on all the cylinders. But look, this league is wide open, and this game is wide open. And we've seen teams that should be running away with it. You know, the Bills really should be the best team in the AFC. They're starting to figure some of that things out lately, but like, they've just had some slip-ups and they've had some bad games here and there, you know, and the Bengals are having their bad games too. You know, teams need to learn those lessons. They need to figure these things out. And we need to see who's going to be the best team at the end of the year. You know, like, you've got the Patriots. The Patriots are getting better. Like, they're going to sneak up on people because they're getting better and better every week. You see the Titans, who have just been a little bit more consistent than other teams, even though early on it was like, ooh, are they going to be any good this year? They just kind of steadily risen and climbed up. And the Bengals more kind of had that flash right away. They jumped up to the top of the division, and now it's, can they bounce back? Can they find some consistency in there? And can they take the steps they need to take, improving the areas they need to be that team? But look, this conference is still wide open. This division is still wide open. You know, after what happened today, this weekend, they're just out of first place. You know, like, they're also just out of last place in the division because things are so tight in there. It's wide open. So can you improve? Can you make those changes? You know, we saw them take a much bigger step this year from the beginning, you know, from the get that we expected on defense with, you know, Jamar Chase on the offense. We've seen them in the past come out of a bye week much stronger, you know, with some schematic changes that made a big impact in the rest of the year. Can they do that this year? That's what it comes down to. And there's no reason to think, like, they dropped two games, whatever, right? They're still the team that everybody was raving about. Jeez, oh, I walked right into that one. After they beat the Ravens. They're still that same team. They're also the team that lost to the Jets. They're also the team that, you know, gave up all those big plays and had a pick six against the Browns. So they've got to settle that. They've got to rectify that. They've got to figure out who they're going to be and how they're going to respond to that adversity moving forward. And I'm excited for it because I think there's a lot of potential here. I think this can still be a really good team. This can still be a really special year. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do against the Las Vegas Raiders. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in this week. I've got an article out on Cincy Jungle right now that looks at some of the good things the defense actually did, as well as some of the mistakes they made against the Browns. So definitely check that out. And keep it tuned in to the Orange and Black Insider podcast and Cincy Jungle for all the latest Bengals news. There's lots of good news ahead. Thanks for checking us out today. Hooday. Yeah, we coming forward. Yeah, we coming forward.